What's going on, everybody? It's your boy B Spellman, and this is another one from the Independent POV podcast. And this is coming from Instagram. I follow a lot of things, a lot of financial things on Instagram. You know, changing up, make sure my algorithm is making sense as I look at it. Particularly this one, I follow this particular one called Entrepreneurship Facts. It says single woman own more homes in the United States than single men. It says in the United States, unmarried women own a greater percentage of the homes than unmarried men, accounting for 58% of the nearly 35.2 million homes owned by singles, while single men possess 42%. The current trend indicates a reduction in the gap from the year 2000, where single women owned 64% of homes compared to the 36% owned by single men. The gap in home ownership has slightly widened since 2021, with single women owning a million more homes than single men. Wow. Let's go to the comment section. Now this comment has 620 likes. One commenter said probably because they went them in the divorce settlements. Yeah. Another one says divorce, alimony, child support, and the fact that they never pay for dinner, etc. Another one says marriage is basically saying I bet you all my shit so you won't leave me. Another one says divorce, alimony, and child support. Learn the game, yeah. Out of the top richest women in the world, only two made it on their own. Look it up. So, yeah, gifted through divorce right here. Wow. Another user says, same people sharing this post are the same people that will say women get paid 70 cents for every dollar a man earns. This is another one, probably because they're getting more child support and OnlyFans. What about the supposed gender pay gap? Woo! Yeah, that's what I would like to know. It's a pay gap! Another one says divorce settlement. Another one says only fangirls, divorce settlements, alimony, child support from the fathers. Wow. Another one says dudes be starting a company, trust, and transferring ownership the smart way. Can't take nothing from me if I don't own nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Another one said, I looked up this report. While some may assume the higher home ownership rates are indicative that women are likely to disproportionately benefit from things like divorce, evidence doesn't support this conclusion. On the contrary, women are more likely to face long-term economic struggles after a divorce than men. Okay. And says, another said, thanks to all the unfair family courts. Yeah. But, that's, interesting. So, what's my point of view? Yeah. Well, the whole argument of the pay gap, just, that destroyed that, right? you should say that's the end of the whole, oh, well, there's a pay gap. Well, according to them, there ain't no pay gap. There's no pay gap in that. So, but, till next time, guys, be amazing.